कृपया ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चेत्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनोऽपि रः कातरया जुहं पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय माम चरणाधिगे। वैराग्यजुगभक्तिरसं प्रयत्नै अपायन्माननुभिक्षु मन्दं कृपाम्बुदिरिज परदुःख दुःख सनातनस्तं प्रभुमाश्रयामि। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृतम् सनातन शिक्षा 28th चैप्टर मध्य लीला। सनातन गोस्वामी ही मेट चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन काशी वाराणसी and Mahaprabhu for him, he was about 2 months in Kashi, Varanasi. He was only 10 days in Prayag, but 20 days here. And he inspired all the tattva, even bhakti, bhakti rash, Krishna swarup, Mayaswarup, Jivaswarup, everything. If you have no taste in these things, but want to taste Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, then lust is bound to come. First make a platform of these things. But I know that the devotees want to jump up, especially Western devotees. From beginning, boyhood, they can jump or like three folds. And they like. They can jump in ocean, they can jump here and there. Very expert. So they want to jump also in this ocean of Russia. But they don't know how to enter, how to jump. So they want to jump in ocean of rush, but they jump in the ocean of lust. So first you should make a platform from where to jump and how to jump. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inspiring in his heart, what thing? Oh, Sanatana Prabhu is Lavanga Manjari. Oh, a special associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna also. Nothing to inspire. He can inspire something in the heart of Krishna for Radhika. He is so expert. But in his pastime, this pastime, oh, playing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is Sanatana Goswami. He knows, he is expert in everything, but again and again he is asking this question. Kami, apani kripate kaha kartabhyamar. And then kami, kenu amaya jare tapatra, yaha nahi jani kemane hitah. So three things he wants. Who am I and from where I have come? And what is the relation with from where I have come? And now, why I am so suffering, unhappy? Anyone in this world is not fully happy. And how we can come over all these sufferings? So, three things are here. Kartavya, this is Abhidheya. And Kyami, or oh, this is Sambandha. Or Hita, Priyojan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will clarify all these things. I don't know how to ask Sadhana and Sadhana. What is sadhana? What is sadhana? So you should tell me, oh, what is sadhana? Sadhana. Perhaps Sanatana Goswami had none from any devotee that he was in, on the bank of Godavari. And there, this subject has been discussed between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. So there are so many sadhana, sadhana. So many sadhya, so many sadhana. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nrisinghananda next time, Pradyumna Mishra, and go and hear Hari Katha. First day he has some doubt whether he is a Vaishnava or not. Oh, he is even with a very small children's, like, oh, very beautiful teenage girl. And he is decorating and he is instructing them how to dance, how to do all these things. So how this Vaishnava? So he has some doubt. Next day again Mahaprabhu told, you should go and you should ask. Next day again he anyhow went. He was in dilemma and doubt. But when Raya Ramananda asked, what service I may do? He did pranam to that brahmachari. And then he asked, what service I can do? Then he told that, I want to hear the same thing from you Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has heard. And then he became very happy. And he began to ask question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking and explaining answer. So he has heard anywhere. And he told, what is sadhana? What is sadhana? Oh, you should tell me. No. Translation. This will take oh, so much time. How many Italian devotees and English? How many? How many?
Quanti devoti italiani ci sono qui che non capiscono l'inglese?
Only 4 or 5. Oh. They can sit with you? All 5? So, rapidly we can...
Dice il Guru che possiamo sederci magari tutti là in fondo, così lui va avanti parlando e traduce.
It will be more easy for me.
Anche per lui è più facile.
One group and quickly I can advance. Otherwise it takes so much time. So all English, Finland devotees, very expert. They know everything. Oh, even Sanskrit and Hindi something. Very good. We should make more devotees in Finland. What is called Shraddha? And what is called Sadhana? Tungi, you should stand up and tell, what is called Shraddha? And what is called Sadhana? Yeah. From there. What is called Shraddha and Sadhana? More louder, please.
So on the order of my beloved Diksha and Shiksha Gurudev, he has asked me to explain what is the difference between Sadhya and Sadhana. And I have no qualification to do this, but on his order I will try, and with all of your blessings, please forgive me if I make any mistake. So, in simple language, Sadhya means the goal, what we are trying to achieve in our life is called the goal. And the process by which we can achieve that. One example is, if somebody wants to be a heart surgeon, they will have to undergo the sadhan of going to medical university and heart surgery. They will not go to film school to study directing or acting. Similarly, if in our life we have made our sadhya, Krishna praying, specifically Braj praying, then we will have to follow a specific sadhan that is processed to achieve that. And that
for love and praying, if it is goal, what is sadhan for this?
Sadhan for Krishna praying is specifically to hear from a Rasik Vaishnav who has the kind of Krishna praying that we are desiring, and he has that in a greater degree. He has the same bhav that we are aspiring for. He has it in a much greater degree, of course, than we have.
What is bhakti?
Bhakti is anyavilashita sunyam.
Go on.
That means the continuous cultivation of activities that are favorable to Krishna, which is performed with our body, our mind, words, and emotional sentiments, that is not covered by karma and jnana, which is unfavorable to the pleasure of Krishna. However, because we are living in this material world, we must accept some karma, meaning we have to maintain the body, and we have to accept some jnana. So we should not accept those karmas and those jnans which can cover our bhakti, such as impersonalistic jnana, or even in the ultimate sense, Aishwarya jnana, knowledge of Bhagavan's Bhagavata, the brother.
Go on. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very good. You're surprised? No, more and more. Always being in our association, very strongly. Also, my daughter should be very, very, very strong. And they should preach here and there. This, I want that those who are not married, they should not marry. Oh, very pakka, brahmacharini, like Shyamrani, Shanti and others. Vichitra. And also, in male devotees who are married, they should be there. And they should practice bhakti yoga. And they should try to develop. And one day they should be renounced. And those who are brahmachari, they should not go down. Or they should be brahmachari. Always. No fear at all. Try to develop. From brahmachari sannyasi, I don't want that anyone should go down in lust and be family life. But those who are, they should be, and then develop gradually. They should come in vanaprastha and then renown. Like Yajnavalkya, like others. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Krishna Kripa, tumate purna hai, sab tattva jano, tumar nahi tapatra hai. Krishna Bhakti dhara, tumi jano sab tattva bhav, jani dardhya lagi puche sadhura sabhav. Oh, Shyamrani. What Swamiji has written?
140. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is in response to Sri Sanatana Goswami's question. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lord Krishna has bestowed his full mercy upon you, so that all these things are known to you. For you, the threefold miseries certainly do not exist. Since you possess Lord Krishna's potency, you certainly know these things. However, it is the nature of a sadhu to inquire. Although he knows these things, the sadhu inquires for the sake of strictness or for others' benefit.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a sloka from Naradiya Purana. Pachirateva sarvarthas siddhat esham abhipshita sad dharmas sarmasya avabodhaya jesham nirbandhani mati. What is the meaning? You.
Translation. Those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who have unflinching intelligence, and who are not deviated, certainly attain the desired goal.
What is the meaning, in your words?
Here, in this verse of Nariya Purana, it is stated that if someone, they are one-pointed, and they are not deviated in their practice of devotional service, then very quickly they'll become established in transcendental knowledge.
What he asked? What you have understood?
If a person is one-pointed, that means he sets only one goal, which is this development of Krishna consciousness, and works towards that with great determination, then he will surely be successful.
Yes, very good. Oh, this is very important. Nirbandhanim mati. What is called Nirbandhanim mati? Oh, strong faith and wanted one pointed mode. I want this. Do or die. I will have to achieve this. No? Then, oh, he will gain what he wants. Bhakti and everything. Sadhan, sadhan. What I told.
It's very important for a sadhak to be single-pointed and focused, and his intelligence should be resolute. In other words, he must have unflinching, strong faith, belief in the words of his spiritual master and the injunctions of Shastras. And then such a sadhak can very easily advance, and he can understand his sadhak and achieve his goal.
Can you tell? You. Yeah. Loudly. Louder.
If a sadhak is very fixed in his goal.
Stand up.
If a sadhak has fixed his goal, pointing goal, can very easily be seen.
Not fixed goal.
Fixed.
Eh?
Fixed goal.
He want to fix. And to achieve.
Then, if he has one goal, he is fixed, and he wants to achieve one thing, then very easily he can advance towards that.
Tikarin? No. Thank you. So, I want that you should have a Nirbandhani Mati. One pointed, that I do or die. I will have to attend this. And then surely, in couple of days, years, in couple of births, you may have. Very quickly. But you should have this. Whether you are wretched, you have no qualification at all. You are lusty or anything you may be. X, Y, Z. No. But if this tendency has come, then surely Krishna will come. You can attend the love of Krishna. All goals. But you are yoga patra hotuni bhakti pravarataiti. Krameshav tattva suno kahe itumate. I'm telling you all, sadhan, sadhan. There are so many sadhan, sadhan. And it has been discussed in Ra Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhav, everything. Not only sadhan, only sadhya. So many kinds. But topmost is what? The love of Radhika towards Krishna. This is topmost. And for Jiva, to attain the mode of, the service mode of Manjari. Especially Roop Manjari. This is the highest goal of the life, of the devotee. And what is sadhan? What Roop Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami was exercising. What they were endeavoring of this. So you may be rich at no harm, lusty or unqualified even. You just should promise that I must do this, do or die. And go on doing. Then he began to speak. Jivara Sarupai Krishna Nityadas कृष्ण तटस्थ शक्ति भेदा भेद प्रकाश सूर्यान से किरण जैसे अग्नि ज्वाला चाहे स्वाभाविक कृष्ण तीन प्रकार शक्ति है। यो
It is the living entity's constitutional position.
Swami is writing?
Yes. Translation. By Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is Tatastha Shakti, marginal energy of Krishna, and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire, Krishna has three varieties of energy.
Any purport? Okay, you should.
Purport.
Very carefully you should hear.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada's writing, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur paraphrases these verses as follows. Quote, Sri Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? In answer, the Lord replied, you are a pure living entity. You are neither the material body nor the subtle body, composed of mind and intelligence. Actually, you are a spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Krishna. Therefore, you are His eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds, the spiritual world and the material world, and you are situated between the material and spiritual potencies. You have a relationship with both the material and spiritual worlds, therefore you are called the marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different. Because you are a spirit soul, you are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are a very minute particle of spirit soul, you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore your position is simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Soul. The examples given are those of the sun itself and the small particles of sunshine, and also the example of a blazing fire and the small particles of fire. Another explanation of these verses can be found in Adi Leela chapter 2 verse 96.
जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल।
Thus ends the first part of the class given on the 14th of June 2001 in Italy. Hare Krishna. The second part is available on another disc. I have marked part 1 and part 2 in Roman configuration. Hare Krishna.